soundtrack of today. Yes, indeed. Because according to Christian Radio Broadcasting, a story we've been following all week, Saturday, May 21st, that's tomorrow, about 6 p.m., is going to be Judgment Day, end of days, the rapture, whatever you want to call it. We aren't necessarily precise about it,
apocalypse.
But a bad day tomorrow, according to some folks. And with that in mind, and realizing that he still had a few items left on his own personal bucket list, we got this message from one of our Massachusetts listeners.
Kevin from Oxford, Mass. If it's 6 o'clock on Saturday, then you owe me Friday to be the host. So call me tomorrow morning.
Now, we can't do much about the end of the world.
No,
right?
No.
But what do they say? Do what you can in this world.
That's
right?
True.
And we can call our buddy Kevin. And joining us now is Kevin Early once again, Father Five, auto parts store manager from Oxford, Massachusetts. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
So Kevin, you know, hosting the takeaway, there actually is not a real long line of people who want to do this hosting gig. Why did you want to?
Well, John, I know summer vacations are going to be coming up, and maybe you guys need a break.
All right. Well, we're going to give you some hosting opportunities, like straight up. Are you ready to go?
Ready to go.
All right. So what big goals did some other folks have for the end of the world in our responses?
Yeah, well, here's one person who wants to go down with the tides.
Dana from South Wellfleet. Since we were all going to go anyway, probably go to Oahu in Hawaii and ride that notorious wave called Jaws that only a few surfers can ride. Laird Hamilton made it famous. Might as well go out in the blaze of ecstatic glory.
That's Dana, another New Englander.
Nice
good
job, Kevin.
Good job, Kevin. Yeah, you want to try it again?
Sure.
All right, go.
And several other people were like him and thought, if the end of the world is coming, might as well use those frequent flyer miles.
My name is Ben Goldberg from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and there's nowhere I would rather be during the end of the world than Las Vegas, Nevada.
Some say that Las Vegas is a sign of the end of the world, but traveling to exotic places was actually a big theme, even if some of them were a little harder to pull off.
My name is Simone, and I'm calling from Miami, Florida. I would want to be in a spacecraft, leaving the planet, headed to the moon, ready to start a new society.
I'm with Simone there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, with three hosts, suddenly this program feels like a big Cadillac Escalade. I think it's really – many listeners said they would stay home surrounded by family and loved ones. But Maggie from Norman, Oklahoma got a little starstruck and dreamy on us. Right, Kev?
Yeah, she sent us a text. She wrote she would like to be, quote, in the embrace of my celebrity crush – because we all know celebrities get special treatment in the afterlife.
Yeah, right. Wow. But which celebrity? I mean, Charlie Sheen? Yeah. I wouldn't want to be in the afterlife with him. Here's another listener from Boston with a wish that many could relate to. I just hope I'm not at work when the world ends. I already hate that place enough. You know, we are at work, Kevin. You ever get to work at 3 in the morning, bud?
Not normally, but this isn't really work. This is fun.
Fun. All right. What fun do you want to have before the world ends tomorrow, 6 p.m. Saturday? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Kevin, you got your wish.
Yes, I did. I'm so happy.
You'll have to move on to climbing Mount Everest on your bucket list. Kevin Early from Oxford, Massachusetts, auto parts store manager. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you.